Dairy farming has been a part of Wisconsin's landscape for generations. A small fraction of those operations is organic. WUWM's environmental reporter Susan Bentz visited a couple committed to organic farming and to passing on their methods to the next generation.
This is the sound of 140 happy cows grazing a few miles outside Elkhorn, Wisconsin.
This will be a Holstein Friesian there. And then we cross them with Jerseys, and you get a little bit shorter animal, almost all dark. If you breed it to Jersey again, you get the brown one behind there.
Altfried and Sue Krusenbaum have been farming for 25 years. Sue grew up on a dairy farm not far from here. Altfried calls himself a former city slicker from Germany.
I think it was 22 when I first set foot on the farm.
He may have urban roots, but Altfried went on to study animal and dairy sciences in Germany. That led to internships in Germany, Canada, and finally here in the U.S.
And I think I caught the bug.
Altfried hit on organic dairy farming and met Sue in the process. The Krusenbaums use a farming method called intensive grazing management. That means they've parceled off their farm's 220 acres into 47 smaller sections called paddocks. For more than 6 months out of the year, the cows move and munch from field to field. They leave their manure behind, the perfect fertilizer, according to Altfried. He says this approach is used in countries like New Zealand, Argentina, and Ireland.
That are able to produce milk at a much, much lower cost than we do.
Those countries spend less, Altfried explains, because the farmers let their animals trim the fields and the manure enrich the soil. So the farmers don't need to buy fertilizer or bring in tractors or other machinery as often.
Yeah, a lot of rain over the last
We hop in an electric-powered golf cart and bump our way from one end of the farm to the other. Altfried stops next to a paddock where calves born last spring are contentedly munching.
And in 2 years, they have a calf themselves. Isn't that pretty amazing? On grass, they grow from 100 pounds to 1,200 pounds in 2 years.
These calves are pampered. A shade mobile protects them from hot summer days. Its wide black tarp stretches up and out from umbrella-like spokes to cover the portable trough loaded with minerals and hay. It's under those umbrella spokes that two interns are tending the calves. In their 30s, Todd and Lily Lannis have been working on the farm 6 months. They seem like unlikely candidates for the rigors of farming. Lily, a slender, long-limbed Italian, grew up near Venice. She's done lots of waitressing, but says farming is in her blood.
I should say that my grandma and some of my uncles used to have farms, and I always loved animals. I never worked in a farm since I started here. I just love it.
Todd Lannis says he's always been interested in farming, but it was a big move to come here. He gave up a house and a job as a web programmer in Minneapolis.
When I married Lily, we talked about it, and she mainly convinced me, I think, to take the plunge.
The couple began milking the herd on their own a few weeks ago. That's no small feat, milking 140 cows 2 times a day, every day.
Yeah, I mean, it's a long learning curve, and we have a lot left to learn.
They also have to learn to live side by side with the Krusenbaums. Sue Krusenbaum says the arrangement doesn't work unless everyone gets along socially.
Definitely. They eat their main meal with us. They're part of the family. If they don't...
So they live in your home?
Yeah, we have a little apartment that's sort of separate, but it's a farmhouse. You hear everything.
They might be living together 5 years before the Lannises are ready to start their own dairy farm. Altfried says that's how the share milking program works.
They provide labor on the dairy farm. In exchange, they get a share of all the female calves being born.
Sue and Altfried want couples to leave with 60 head of cattle and an intimate knowledge of the workings of a dairy farm. So far, the Krusenbaums have graduated one share milking team.
Yeah, and our first couple just left in January.
And where are they?
Well, unfortunate part of the story is that in the last year, the husband decided that dairy farming is not for him.
But that didn't stop Altfried and Sue from taking on a second couple. And it appears their commitment to the next generation just might be taking hold. As I leave the farm, I spot Lily Lannis hugging. Yes, hugging. A year-old heifer. Susan Bentz, 89.7 WUWM.